The Teed Up Show has the tea now. Good luck, gentlemen. Now, back with more golf talk right here on the Teed Up. Teed Up Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Gary Player. Make sure you listen to Teed Up Radio.
Hey, this is Greg Norman, and you're listening to the Teed Up Radio Network.
Sunday, Al Gottfried, A.J. Gottfried, where we are at Arcanes in the Simi Valley, just north of downtown Los Angeles. Win or lose, we biz. Let's get right into it as we want to feature the Georgia Golf Trail and, of course, Georgia Golf and Travel. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend from Georgia, Doug Hollinsworth, founder. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. How is the beautiful California?
Beautiful, Doug. It's great to have you on the air with us. We've got to go right to you with your first impression of what's going on out there at Augusta.
I was there this week on Tuesday. The first part of the week, all we talked about, as you, I'm sure, heard, was how beautiful the grounds were. And, I mean, it really was. The grass was just beautiful. They've done a spectacular job. And hats off to all the groundskeepers out there. They just did a fantastic job. And then, as you know, we've had a fun rest of the last couple of days, including yesterday. So who knows what will happen today over in the beautiful Augusta, Georgia.
Hey, you know what? First off, let's just switch gears a little bit here because I actually have yet to, even go to Georgia, and I hear nothing but amazing things. I've been deprived as a child, and it's really sad, you know. But I'm not going to go there. Let's talk about the Georgia Golf Trail and just exactly all that you guys do there. It seems like it's a great destination.
Well, it is the southeast part of the United States has got some great golf, and Georgia has some of the best golf anywhere. And just to kind of prove some of that, for the next 5 weeks, the PGA Tour will be in Georgia from the Masters, and then we have two Champions events here in Georgia back-to-back, and then we have two Web.com tournaments back-to-back. So there tells you right there, if the PGA Tour loves Georgia, you know we've got to bring people to Georgia. So what we've done basically is promote Georgia. We've partnered up with the Georgia State Tourism, and we've come up with my new company called Georgia Golf and Travel, and we've started out doing a Georgia Golf Trail on the main freeways here through Georgia. Last year we had over 12 million people stop at the welcome centers.
Wow.
And but we want to start telling people about Georgia. But we have 15 top resorts on the golf trail, and we feel like these can compete with anything in anywhere in the United States. The story's just never been told. It's a wonderful place to go. We have mountains here in Georgia. We have the coast. Courses like the Island, who has a PGA event. Reynolds Plantation, Callaway Gardens, just on and on. But people can go to GeorgiaGolfAndTravel.com to find out more information. And we just started this past 1st of April. So we're in the process of just letting everybody know across the country and also internationally that Georgia has some great golf, and we want to let everybody know about it.
You know, Doug, one of the highlights of my life, been to Atlanta several times, but just went out there with a friend, a resident of Atlanta, and he just drove me to Bobby Jones' home that he was raised in, and then later on showed me the home that Bobby Jones resided in, and that's a lifetime memory.
Well, you're in Eastlake, right?
Yeah, but yeah. I mean...
Right. Right, and you know, we had the Tour Championship there at Eastlake in the end of September where Bobby Jones started, but yeah, Bobby Jones lived here, is buried here in Atlanta, but we're also proud to have the Bobby Jones family as opposed to what we're doing with Georgia Golf and Travel and the Georgia Golf Trail. And people can go on the website and find more information about Bobby Jones and what he did and how he started the Masters over in Augusta in the early 30s. So we're real pleased. We want to tell a lot of history about Georgia Golf because we've got a lot of history to tell, so we're very excited about it.
You know, I was looking at the list of courses that are on the trail that you put together, and they're all excellent courses. Obviously, people have heard of Sea Island and Reynolds Plantation. I have a good friend who's on the board for Golf Week and just loves Cuscarola. There's just a lot of great, great golf courses on that trail. I would encourage anybody who's going to be there to try it out. Hey, Doug, also, I want to remind everyone, because we have to go to commercial break in about 40 seconds, remind everyone how to find out more information.
You can go to GeorgiaGolfAndTravel.com, and they can find out all kind of things in terms of who our sponsors are. They can go on and find out information about each one of the courses on the trail, what we're going to be doing in the future, some history about Bobby Jones, and just a great overview about what we're doing here in Georgia.
I love it, man. It was great talking to you finally, and we're going to continue to talk with you. And hopefully one of these days we'll get down there and have some fun, do the show, and play some golf.